Hello, dear ones. It's Alice. I'm of the stars. And I've been trying for a long time to get to the bottom of this issue of violence against transgender people and cross-dressing people. And I came across something today, just very briefly, about that. I think that the issue that involves, like, danger of violence to transgender and cross-dressing men has to do with sexual preference. There's a big movement in the world today to to allow people to have their own choice in sex partners. Kind of a feeling of, I love this person, or I love that person, or I prefer this or that type of person. And I think that that's a very healthy and good movement. And people should be able to choose what they want in a sex partner. This is just a guess. It could be that this issue of violence against transgender and cross-dressing men has to do with sex work. It could be that that men who pay sex workers that they think are women because of transgender changes or cross-dressing changes, and then find at the last moment that they are relating to someone who is not their own sexual preference, become very angry, especially if they're drunk, and then violence occurs. So in the one case, if this is true, in the one case, there's the issue of, which I support, of choosing your own sexual preference, whether it be the traditional male-female relationship, or what they call male-to-male, or M-to-M, or F-to-F, female-to-female, or polygamy, or polyamory, whatever your preference is, then if you feel joy in your heart through it, then that's fine. But if one person tries to trick another person into not fulfilling their own preference with regard to sexual relationships, then that's not good. You see, one case is seeking out and finding your joy in sexuality and sexual fulfillment, and the other is tricking a person into not getting that joy. So that's my thought on that.